We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, page Kuf Yutet. We're up to the Shaar HaYira, the third chapter. And Magen Midovne had described that there are many different levels of Yirat Shamayim. The most basic level, he said, is that one should behave the way he would in the presence of respectable people. And then he says, we're up to the fourth line, Yizkone et asher al dal sfatav b'chol yom, the fifth line, Meloch ol haaretz kvodo. Person should remember that which he says every day, that God's honor is throughout earth. And there's nowhere you could hide. God is watching over everything. And I can't mention this without mentioning another point that's relevant today. We had a class after the massacre in Merkaz Arav about the difficulties a person sometimes has in his faith when terrible things happen. And you guys are welcome to see it online. We discussed then that one of the difficulties is the feeling that someone else can affect us and God's not in the picture. That there are moments when it feels like someone else has control. I'm not one who likes to interpret natural events. But I think that let's take a look at what happened Friday morning for a minute. There was an earthquake in Japan. Tsunami hit Japan. The tremors damaged the cooling systems of two major nuclear reactors in Japan. Now let me ask you a question. Do you feel when you hear that wasn't God's doing? How many people were evacuated? Close to 250,000 people. How many people are missing? Thousands? Tens of thousands? Tens of thousands are missing now. They have over 1,000 proclaimed dead, but tens of thousands missing. Now, I don't think anyone here feels for a minute that such a great act of nature just happened. It's easy for us, when we speak about being God-fearing people, it's easy for us to think that, God runs the show, and I don't understand why, but for whatever reason, he caused an earthquake, and he caused the tsunami, and he caused tremors, and he caused tremendous dangers and death and difficulty to thousands of people in Japan. But somehow when we think about the five people in Itamar that were murdered Friday night, there it becomes more difficult for us, right? Because there was an active hand of man. But let's remember something. We don't notice this, but we should notice that during the course of the previous few months, there have been quite a few terrorists killed. There have been quite a few attempts to enter Yeshuvim, and they were caught. And even in this attempt, they first entered a home where no one was present. You guys know that? They first entered a home where no one was home. And they took the guns from that home. They didn't use the guns. But they took them from that home. And then they continued to the home where they did find people home. They didn't have to succeed. Many before them have tried and have been caught and killed. They didn't have to succeed. They could have left after approaching the first home. Many things could have gone wrong, as many things have gone wrong. We have a story. Friends of ours were at home, and their electric was shut off, and the terrorist was standing outside the door waiting to kill them. He went, shut the electric, and stood by the door. The father of the house went out the back door. He thought something caused the fuse to jump. Pulled up the fuse, and went back inside the house through the back door. The terrorist is standing there. He sees all the lights go back on. He can't figure out what happened. Goes back, turns down the fuse, and goes back to waiting in front of the front door. Father of the house goes back around, and this time he's a little bit suspicious. The terrorist knocks on the door. And I don't want to say online, but there's a way that in Yeshuvim they know when a terrorist is knocking on the door. And they shot and killed him. Like the father came from behind him and shot and killed him. So there are many stories that have good endings. The Friday night story did not have a good ending. We don't know God's calculations. And when we face situations like this, so it's very difficult for us because it seems like one human being chose to take another human being's life. When the waves of a tsunami took thousands of people's lives, there we can swallow that. We know that it's not in anyone's control. But we have to remember that what human beings do also is not fully in their control. Many before them have attempted to enter Yishuvim and have not succeeded. For whatever reason, Hashem allowed these people to succeed. I have a hard time calling them people. Nonetheless, it's difficult. We sit here and we think of the children whose throats were slit. We think of the children who were left orphaned. We think of the boy who came home from Bnei Akiva that night and found the house the way he did. And it's difficult. And I think one of the key points we have to realize is that the connection to Hashem is something that's built over time and over experience. I don't know if Avraham Avinu would have stood up to the test of the Akedah had he had it 20, 30 years earlier. I don't know. I don't have a right to say he wouldn't, but I don't know. Because the tests that Avram experienced were not only successes, the greatness of Avram shining, but Avram became a greater Avram as he passed each test. And perhaps it was standing up to those tests that gave him the strength to stand up to the next one. And we too, when we face these moments, should not shove our feelings aside and just say, okay, it'll pass, I'll forget this, and then I'll continue with life. But quite the contrary. Grow with our relationship with Hashem, and come to terms with what's going on, and the fact that we don't understand. One of the things I was thinking about this morning was, Avraham Avinu woke up early in the morning, Hashem told him to bind his son up on the mountaintop. Hashem told him the afternoon, and he has the next morning to go. So we have a hard time. I was lethargic all day. I was half a zombie. I had a hard time functioning, thinking of what happened Friday night. We have a hard time functioning when things happen. Avraham Avinu was told he's supposed to do what those Arabs did. That's what God's telling him to do in his mind. And he wakes up early the next morning. Can you imagine that? I can't imagine that. I don't understand how Avraham got up the next morning, let alone got up with a smile. Oh, intellectually, I can understand it. Emotionally, some thinking. And I think that these concepts of Yirat Shemayim, of the concept that Hashem runs the show, and I don't have control, and I don't necessarily understand everything He does, but nonetheless, I have to first have point number one, Yirat Shemayim. He's watching everything that's going on Earth. Nothing's happening behind His back. It didn't happen by coincidence Friday night. Well, that's something that can be understood on different levels. And so I think that a person has to take the challenges that he faces and grow with them. Not just shove them aside, grow with them. V'yachiv pivi maleu v'yomar. And a person should widen his mouth and declare wholeheartedly, ani ma'amin, I believe that Hashem is the one watching over the whole world. ואיך פעולותיו מתנגדים אל דבריו אחר שהוא רואה עצמו חופשי ביות נהדר מחברת בני אדם מתבודד בירכתי ביתו ויחלו. But then look at how a person's own actions contradict what he says. When a person sees himself all alone, there's no one around, and he's in a corner room in his house, him and the internet all alone, no one's going to see what he's going to do. You know, it boggles my mind that Google Chrome put out a capacity to make an incognito window, right? So no one can see your history. That's what we're about.
No, they advertised it as, do you want to make it that you're, do you want to be able to buy a present for your husband?
Right.
That wasn't exactly what you were thinking.
Sorry. When a person finds himself in the corner, he finds himself suddenly willing to do whatever he wants. Yeah, you ask a person, what do you believe? A guy says, I believe God's everywhere. He knows everything. He runs everything. But somehow our behavior doesn't reflect that. Asher al zeh kvar ne'emar, hoy ha'ma'amikim me'Hashem l'astir etzav, v'ha'ya b'machshach ma'aseihem ve'yomru mi ro'einu mi yodeinu. About this, the prophet already said, woe to those who think that they could hide themselves, do things in hiding, and they say, who's looking? אבל אם תשפוט את נפשך ותספוט צדיך וכל תנועותיך להשפוטם, דעתי אותך נהדר הנה הרואים. But if a person takes himself to task and says, I want my behavior to be consistent, even when people aren't looking, כאילו אתה עומד בתוך קהל ועידה, and it's identical to his behavior when other people are looking. B'tasvut anashim yikarim, zot yelcha l'mincha mazkeret kinei Hashem shotetot al kol. That is something that will be for a person something to remember, that Hashem is watching over everything. Ulfanav nistarot kaniglot, and that it makes no difference before Hashem whether you're hiding or you're revealed. V'ata nivra shamu v'omed lifnei borecha v'zarcha lecha yirat Hashem hazot la'ireinecha ad asher timtzat nafshcha meuteret eima v'ira uvusha. So step one is a person says, my behavior should always be consistent as though I'm standing in front of respectable people. And that level of being a God-fearing person, the most basic level, will crown a person. Slowly his soul will evolve from awe to true respect to true shame. We're not embarrassed, but we should be embarrassed. Kamishpat lakdoshim asher ba'aretz eima. And a person will grow the way holy people grow. Bitnaim tatmida labchina zot asher amanu. But a person has to be consistent. Because if a person is sometimes this way, sometimes that way, he can find himself without anything. Like someone who produces and buries, but he's always at the same state, because even what he produces, he's about to bury. A person has to try, and that's why we said, try to take small steps, so a person can be consistent. And that's one of the keys. To be consistent. Take a smaller step, but be consistent with it. And he's saying the most basic step is, imagine you're standing in front of someone you respect. We're not yet discussing higher levels of Yirat Shemaim, but the most basic level. And that a person's actions should be reflective of that. Some people like to put their screensavers a picture of a Rebbe they respect or admire. So at least when they approach the computer, they should think for a minute, would I be doing this if he were here?